Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is Animal Services Center of the Mesilla Valley, Executive Director Clint Thacker, to tell us about their services and the new adoption center. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. Great to be here.
You're welcome. What has prompted a new adoption center?
Back in 2018, when I came in right at November 2017, and at that time, I knew we needed a new center. I talked to the city officials of Las Cruces. They were on board to add a new center as part of the GO bond votes, the general obligation bond vote. So when that went out in 2018, the citizens of the city, they agreed with what we needed and were able to get that approved.
And along with that is the Rinconada Dog Park?
Correct. That's part of the question in the general obligation bond was to have 2 acres of parks. So there's going to be 1 acre that's going to be here right next to the Animal Service Center. So it will be a good resource. Somebody wants to get a pet and adopt a pet and go for a run at the off-leash dog park, they sure can. And then there's going to be another 1 acre park by Burn Lake.
What services are offered to the community, both to people and the animals?
The Animal Service Center in Mesilla Valley is the only open admission shelter in all of Doñana County. So we have a lot of animals coming through here. In 2019, we had over 10,000 animals come through the center, and that's just animals from animal control bringing in a stray. We have people bringing in animals that are found, and then owned animals that are being relinquished by their owners. It's a big production. When fully staffed, we have around 60 employees, and we are always finding ways to do better at our jobs here at the center. So that's what I like about us.
What ongoing challenges does the center have?
We have several ongoing challenges. I think the biggest one right now is just the flood of animals that are coming into the center. We are constantly seeing litters and litters and litters of cats and dogs being brought in. We are always sharing the message that we have to spay and neuter. Please spay and neuter. We have those services available to the public through SNAP. They're a program here locally in Doñana County in the city of Las Cruces. So overpopulation is a big issue here, especially for the center. And it boils down to everybody. It goes down to the employees because it's stress on them caring for them. And unfortunately, for sometimes we have to euthanize some of those animals. And so that's always a stress as well. There is another issue that we have, and that is currently staffing. It is so hard right now to find individuals that are willing to do this work and then keep them. So that's something we're working on, always hiring. If anybody's ever interested, go to the City of Las Cruces website. We're not part of the city, but they handle our hiring for us, and you'll find the job descriptions there.
And what about during the pandemic? It's still ongoing. What challenges did you have then?
You know, the pandemic was bad on many cases, but for the animal industry and specifically for us, it was really a really good thing for the animal-wise. What I mean by that is we limited all intake. We limited intake from animal control and from the people coming in. In 2020, we only had 6,500 animals come in the center in all of 2020. When you compare that to the over 10,000 that comes in usually, it's a big decrease. So what does that mean for staff? It was less animals had to care for. We had a better morale with the staff. We were able to do things that we've never done before with the staff and with the animals. So COVID did present some challenges, of course. We had to change the wait, you know, outside. You had to make an appointment instead of just walking through the doors. We had to limit the amount of people coming into the facility. So there were challenges, but there were also some benefits from it as well.
Going back to the pandemic, a lot of people were at home. They were working from the house. They were able to take care of a dog. And now many people are going back to work. What has happened with those pets?
You know, across the U.S., there have been issues of people returning those animals back to the centers. But we have not seen that here in Las Cruces. People are retaining the pets they had when they adopted. We did see some of the fosters that, you know, I'm not working right now, I can foster an animal. We saw some of those come back, but nowhere near the numbers of adoptions returned as other places in the United States. I think it's important for people to remember that There are some really good things that came from the pandemic as far as the animal industry. And one of those is we are asking individuals to please, if you find an animal, to do the responsible thing and try to find the owners for that animal. Like I said, go for a walk, see if you can find it. Place the signs up for found animal, put a sign up in your yard, because people go out looking for their dogs too. Another one is if you own an animal and you want to get rid of it, want to surrender it to us, we are going to ask you to first find an owner yourself. Contact the other local rescues. You know, your answer isn't always bring it to the center. Let's make that your very last resort.
What's something else that people should avoid doing?
Some people will take an animal where they don't want and they will throw it out their car. It's called dumping, dump an animal into an empty street or an empty lot. And that is horrible for the animal because they're not familiar with where they are. They don't have any food, water, shelter, the base necessities that an animal needs. They're a stranger, and that's terrifying. You can imagine if that was done to you, how scared you would be. And animals are no different when it comes to that. So please be responsible. We'll always take an animal if it's the last resort. We always take an animal, whether you found it or if you are the owner and you need to give it to us.
How does the Animal Services Center of the Mesilla Valley differ from the other rescue organizations?
That's a great question. The biggest difference is we are an open admission shelter. And what that means is we take all animals. We don't have a choice. Somebody comes in and has an iguana, we take the iguana. Somebody comes in and has a fish, we have to take the fish. Whereas other rescues, they can say no. That's all they have to say. No, we're full, or no, we don't want to. We don't have that opportunity. And it's hard sometimes when we have a lot of dogs come in that we have to accept it. And what does that mean when we're completely full? That means we have to euthanize some animals to make room for the animals coming in. And that's hard.
So you're not a no-kill center. Do you have to euthanize a lot of these animals?
Well, no-kill is kind of a misleading term. In order to be qualified as a no-kill, you have to have 90% of your intake or animals coming in leave alive. So every shelter is going to have to euthanize, you know, for the unhealthy and the injured, the aggressive. So that's why that benchmark of 90% live release rate. And we're almost there. In 2020, we had an 83% live release rate. So we're really close to that 90%. So a lot of animals euthanized, I would have to say that any number is a lot, and that is unfortunate. Something we don't like to do, but sometimes we do it. But it's a last resort.
One of the holidays during the year, or two actually, that a lot of animals get lost or run away, the 4th of July with the fireworks and New Year's. Did you have a lot of problems this year with the 4th of July?
What I recall from those holiday was that it was busy during the nighttime for the animal control officers, and we did have an elevated intake the next morning from as we processed those intakes, but people were able to come and redeem their animals fairly quickly from that. So we didn't see quite the huge jump as the nationwide sees on that day, which again, we are very grateful for.
What suggestions do you have for people that want to adopt an animal from the Animal Services Center of the Mesilla Valley?
I suggest first off, they do investigate and look and see what we have. First, get away from the thought that just because it comes from an animal shelter, something might be wrong with it, because that's just not true. We have so many great dogs and cats that are here. But do your investigation as far as what type of animal you want. Don't worry about breed as much. A lot of people get hung up on breed. Come to the center. So after you go online and choose what animal you like, then you call and make an appointment, and then come here and fall in love with the dog. You may be surprised. It may be a large breed dog you fall in love with. It may be a small breed dog you fall in love with. And the reason why I say don't get stuck on the breed is because we don't organize by breed. We don't take a guess on what the breed is, because on some breeds have a bad rap to them. And so sometimes if we accidentally call something a Chihuahua, or it could be a Terrier mix, or if we call something a pit bull and it could be a lab mix in real life, then that could be something detrimental to that dog and might never ever get adopted because of the label we put on it. So we just say large, medium, or small breed. So fall in love with your pet and then come to the center and we can get that adoption started.
What would be the cost and what's included in adopting an animal from your center?
We have a great package available for adoptions. It includes all the age-appropriate vaccines. It includes a microchip and the one-year license, and also sterilization. If the animal has been here for more than 6 months, it's $50. If the animal has been here less than 6 months, it's $75. And if the animal is not sterilized, then it's $150, and you have to wait for it to be sterilized.
What is your website? You mentioned that people can look online to select their pet.
Yeah, the online address is really difficult. It's ascmv.org. So people go to that simple website and then look under adoptions, and they can organize by dog and cat and find their forever pet there. So we are actually open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday and Sunday, we're open 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And our adoptions begin at 12, so from 12 to 5 and 12 to 6.
Where are you located currently?
We are kind of in the East Mesa area. We're at 3551 Bataan Memorial West, there by Highway 70.
What was your passion for getting involved with animal services?
I actually first wanted to be a police officer, believe it or not. So I started off in an animal control department wanting to be a police officer. And once I got to know the work more and also the people more, I decided I didn't want to be a police officer. I really loved working with animals and love making being a change. I love reuniting that dog with the family and get that warm fuzzy. So I went to school and got my business degree and became a supervisor in many, many roles there at the animal shelter, and just worked my way up through the levels to be the director.
You mentioned earlier that you're having some problems filling in some job positions. What would you suggest?
If you really want to join our team, you can apply for positions available, like I said, at that city website, and look under options for the government and how to apply for a job. And we would love to have you part of our team.
So do they have to have experience working with animals?
No, some of our base entry levels do not require any experience. So that would be the animal caregiver. They're the ones who clean up after the animals, organize them. And then some of the front office staff, they have, I believe it's 1 year or more of experience just in office clerical work.
Well, thank you for taking time to talk to us about a very important service here in our community, the Animal Shelter, Animal Services Center of the Mesilla Valley, Executive Director Clint Thacker. Thank you.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.